And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk. My name is Michael Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by DerbyCon. DerbyCon, which is December 4th through 6th at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey. Come see special guests like Karel Strukin, Richard Hatch, Michael H. Hansen, and many others. For more information, please visit DerbyCon.com. And of course, today is Saturday, October 10th. We have officially gotten hockey back, and of course today the Washington Capitals make their return to the ice with their home opener against the New Jersey Devils tonight, so I'm going to go jump right in and start covering the Washington Capitals and do my preview. The Washington Capitals were second place in the Metropolitan Division last season, were eliminated in the second round by the New York Rangers in 7 games. This year is the second year under coach Barry Trotz and general manager Brian McClellan. Starting this season on the IR will be Nicholas Backstrom, Chris Brown, and possibly Brooks Orpik. The opening day lineup today will essentially, what I think it will be line one will be Alex Ovechkin with Evgeny Kuznetsov and TJ Oshie. Line two will be Marcus Johansson with Andrei Burakovsky and Justin Williams. Line three will see Jason Chimera with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson. Line four will be Stanislav Gailiev with Michael Latta and Brooks Like. For the defensive pairings, I see defensive pairing number one being John Carlson with Brooks Orpik, who I think will stay today. Defense pairing number two will be Matt Niskanen with Carl Alzner, and defense pairing number three will be Nate Schmidt with Dmitry Orlov. The goaltenders will be number one Braden Holtby, with the backup being Philip Grubauer. Extras for the Capitals will be forward Sean Collins and defenseman Taylor Chorney. My prediction for the Caps this season will be they'll be second in the Metro Division again this year. And for playoffs, I'm not going to delve deep into that because I want to wait for the playoffs to actually get here before I make those predictions. Key success for the Washington Capitals, in my opinion, will be as head coach Barry Trotz and his coaching staff have billed their motto for the season, sticking to the script will be the key for the Capitals this season. They've added new pieces and have gotten rid of others to retool themselves for this new season. Sticking to the script that Trotz and his staff have laid out will be the key to the Capitals' success this season. Storylines to keep an eye on for during the season for the Washington Capitals. What impact will Tom Wilson make this season? Wilson will be getting third line minutes this season and will be looking to contribute that's not in the penalty department. Wilson is also expected to get penalty killing minutes as well, so staying out of the sin bin will be a must for him. This is now the time for Tom Wilson to start stepping up and seeing if he can be the goal scorer that he was back in juniors. How well will TJ Oshie and Justin Williams mesh with the rest of the locker room? Oshie and Williams, who were both brought in to help push the Caps to the next level, are also listed as key parts to the team's top six. Oshie is expected to be on the first line with Ovechkin, plus on the PK unit. Williams is expected to be on the second line with youngsters Andrei Burakovsky and Evgeny Kuznetsov, which could be a really good thing because his level of experience winning 3 cups, 1 with Carolina, 2 with Los Angeles, will be really good to rub off on the rest of the team, especially on youngsters like Kuznetsov and Andrei Burakovsky. And the third storyline to keep an eye on this season is how will the third defensive pairing shape up this season? Nate Schmidt, to me, is definitely a fixture on the third pairing as the number 5 defenseman on the depth chart. Key question is, will it be Dmitry Orlov or Taylor Chorney? My money personally is on Dmitry Orlov, but only time will tell. Taylor Chorney had a good preseason, so we'll see how this plays out. I think Orlov will start tonight. Maybe Chorney will get the next game. And then the two will just rotate and see who gets that number 6 spot. Now, looking at the Capitals lineup when they're healthy, I see the first line being Ovechkin with Backstrom and Oshie. Line 2 being Burakovsky on the wing with Kuznetsov as center with Justin Williams. Line 3 being Marcus Johansson with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson. Line 4 being Jason Chimera with Michael Latta and Brooks Like. Now, looking at the lines, Oshie obviously adds that wing that Ovechkin has been needing. They traded Troy Brouwer to the St. Louis Blues to acquire Oshie. So we're hoping that the Olympic standout is this winger that has been needed to go with Alexander Ovechkin and Nicholas Backstrom. As I had mentioned earlier in the storylines to keep an eye on, Justin Williams is with youngsters Evgeny Kuznetsov and Andrei Burakovsky. This is a great veteran to put with these two guys who can help lead the way and actually help develop these two younger players. Marcus Johansson, I see on the third line with Beagle and Wilson, because as I said earlier, Wilson's getting third line minutes. He's looking to score more on the scoreboard rather than go into the penalty box. Adding a guy like Marcus Johansson, who has good plus side as a playmaker, can set up Tom Wilson and Jay Beagle, who Beagle will just grind it out and get the puck to Johansson to get to Wilson, who will be always should be in front of the net. So that will be an interesting one. And of course, your fourth line of Jason Chimera with Michael Ladd and Brooks Like. This is going to be like a good meat and potatoes line for the Washington Capitals this season. On the defense, when healthy, I see it being John Carlson with Brooks Orpik, who was a great stellar tandem last season, and I see that continuing again this season, as well as the second defensive pairing of Matt Niskanen and Carl Alsner. Defensive pairing three, when healthy, in my opinion, would be Nate Schmidt and Dmitry Orlov. There's a lot of plus side to those two young guys. Nate Schmidt, from what I've seen in the past, is a really good defenseman. It was just a shame that he had the shoulder injury last season. And, of course, last season was complete loss for Dmitry Orlov, as he had a wrist injury that kept him out all season. So I see him coming back with a lot more hunger and fire and to redeem himself as a top-pairing defenseman, like he was a few seasons ago under Adam Oates. For goaltenders, I see it being Braden Holtby backed up by Philip Grubauer. Braden Holtby will most likely play another set of 70 games this season. Grubauer will probably play at least maybe 12, which I think is a negative for Grubauer, because I think he should get more playing time if he's going to be up, especially with how young he is. But Holtby has proven that he is the guy, and when he plays more games, he gets better and better, and he's in that groove. So it's kind of tough to see how it's going to work for Grubauer getting him games. The extras, who I see the Caps carrying them with them this season, it's defenseman Taylor Chorney and forward Chris Brown when he is healthy. And with that, that was my Washington Capitals preview, and we're going to go to a quick break. Come one, come all, the Southern Maryland Comic Con on Sunday, October 18th at the Hollywood Volunteer Fire Department in Hollywood, Maryland. Come see special guests like John Fastmorden, Brian Tillman, Bill McKay, and many more. And did we mention that it's only $10 to attend? That's right, only $10 to attend. So go get your tickets today at somdcon.com. That is somdcon.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for the Serious Hockey Fan. I'm Michael Lindbaum, and now we are going to be doing the National Women's Hockey League preview. This season marks the debut of the NWHL. This season, there will only be four teams, and they are the Boston Pride, Buffalo Buttes, the Connecticut Whale, and the New York Riveters. To preview the teams, I will be telling you who is on each team, and I will say who is my player to watch this season for each team. But first, with a little bit of news on the league. Tomorrow, October 11th, is actually the debut of the league. Women's hockey legend Manon Riome, who was the first and only woman to play in an NHL game, will be doing the ceremonial puck drop on the NWHL opening day. She'll be dropping the puck at the Harbor Center in Buffalo as the Buffalo Buttes take on the Boston Pride. The other opening day matchup has the New York Riveters taking on the Connecticut Whale at Chelsea Piers in Connecticut. Both games will be played on October 11th with New York versus Connecticut at 1:30 p.m. and Boston versus Buffalo at 3:30 p.m. Now, moving on to the preview, we're going to start off with the Boston Pride, who will be playing at the Harvard Bright Landry Center. Starting on defense, we have number 2, Alyssa Gagliardi, defenseman number 10, Blake Bolden, defenseman number 12, Marissa Gedman, defenseman number 18, Cherry Hendrickson, defenseman number 19, Gigi Marvin, defenseman number 22, Casey Bellamy. Defenseman number 57, Megan Mangine. And then for the forwards, you have forward number 3, Jillian Dempsey, forward number 5, Kelly Cook, forward number 7, Casey Pickett, forward number 11, Jordan Smelker, forward number 14, Brianna Decker, forward number 15, Emily Field, forward number 16, Amanda Pelkey, forward number 21, Hillary Knight, forward number 23, Corinne Bowie, forward number 24, Dina Lang, forward number 44, Zoe Hickle, forward number 91, Rachel Lands. And then for the goaltenders, you got goalie number 1, Kelsey Frolick, goalie number 29, Brittany Ott, and goalie number 30, Lauren Slebodnik. Then, for the Buffalo Buttes, you have defenseman number 2, Paige Harrington. Defenseman number 7, Elmi Falzer. Defenseman number 9, Megan Bozek. Defenseman number 14, Kelly McDonald. Defenseman number 23, Lindsey Gregg. Forward number 3, Kara Goodwin. Forward number 5, Courtney Carnes. Forward number 6, Jessica Fickle. Forward number 10, Megan Duggan. Forward number 12, Hannah McGowan. Forward number 13, Shelby Bram. Forward number 15, Anne-Marie Salino. Forward number 20, Aaron Zach. Forward number 21, Devon Skeets. Forward number 24, Haley Brown. Forward number 26, Maggie Giamo. Forward number 36, Courtney Kunishika. Forward number 43, Tatiana Rafter. Forward number 77, Haley Williams. Goalie number 1, Kimberly Sass. Goalie number 29, Brianne McLaughlin. And goalie number 34, Amanda Michaela. And the Buffalo Buttes will be playing at the Harbor Center in Buffalo this season. Now going on to the Connecticut Whale, who will be playing primarily at Chelsea Piers in Connecticut. They have defenseman Tara Tamimoto, defenseman number 4, Anya Battaglino, defenseman number 6, Shannon Doyle, defenseman number 9, Molly Engstrom, defenseman number 10, Lindsay Berman, who is an Odenton, Maryland native, defenseman number 13, Kaylee Fratkin, defenseman number 26, Jordan Brickner. They also have forwards Brianne Frakes, Mary Rose Morrison, forwards number 8, Kelly Babstock, forward number 16, Michaela Long. Forward number 17, Yekaterina Smoletseva. Forward number 19, Brittany Daughtry. Forward number 22, Danielle Ward. Forward number 27, Cheyenne Darkangelo. Forward number 28, Sam Faber. Forward number 56, Jessica Kuzumi. Forward number 61, Kelly Stack. Forward number 88, Alyssa Wolfweiler. Goalie number 24, Nikhil Stock. Goalie number 32, Jamie Leonoff. And goalie number 78, Chelsea Layden. And then going on to the fourth team, the New York Riveters, who will primarily be playing at the Aviator Sports and Event Center in New York. They have defenseman number 2, Amber Moore. Defenseman number 4, Elena Orlando. Defenseman number 10, Ashley Johnson. Defenseman number 21, Gabby Figuera. Defenseman 26, Kira Dosdale. Forward number 8, Sydney Kidd. Forward number 9, Ludmila Belikova. Forward number 11, Morgan Fritz Ward. Forward number 12, Janine Weber. Forward number 13, Sherry Stewart. Forward number 14, Madison Packer. Forward number 17, Bray Ketchum. Forward number 18, Megan Fardelman. Forward number 19, Margot Scharf. Forward number 20, Brooke Ammerman. Forward number 24, Celeste Brown. Forward number 28, Beth Hanrahan, who is actually a Poolsville, Maryland native. Forward number 91, Taylor Holes. Forward defenseman number 22, Aaron Barley Maloney. Goalie number 1, Shanae Lundberg. Goalie number 30, Jenny Scrivens, who is actually married to Edmonton Oilers goaltender Ben Scrivens. And goalie number 33, Nana Fujimoto. Now, going on to my players to watch. For the Boston Pride, my player to watch is Hillary Knight. Knight is a 2-time Olympic silver medalist with Team USA competing in the 2010 and 2014 Winter Olympics. She's also won gold at the IIHF Women's World Championships on 5 separate occasions. In 2015, she was named the tournament MVP and best forward by the IIHF Directorate. For the Buffalo Buttes, the player to watch for me is Haley Williams. Williams is a former ACHA Division I Player of the Year and a first-team All-American, both accomplished in 2013-14. Williams also has won bronze as part of the U.S. Women's University team at the 2013 World University Games. Williams recently played for Miami University, the one in Ohio. For the Connecticut Whale, my player to watch is Lindsay Berman. Berman, an Odenton, Maryland native, played at Northeastern University from 2006 to 2010, registering 62 points in 135 games. Berman, who could play both forward and defenseman, will be a versatile player for the Whale this season. A note on Berman, she was added to the Whale after Tara Tamimoto had unforeseen visa complications. And for the New York Riveters, the player to watch, in my opinion, is Nana Fujimoto. Fujimoto, who is a member of the Japanese national team, literally traveled across the world to try out for an NWHL contract. A top performer, Nana Fujimoto backstopped Japan in incredible games against the likes of Sweden and Russia in the 2014 Winter Olympics. Fujimoto also had an outstanding performance at the 2015 IIHF Women's World Championships, where she led Japan to a sweep of Germany and also earning Japan's first ever win over Sweden. Fujimoto, in my opinion, is the player to watch this season, and I expect her to be the number one goaltender of the New York Riveters. And with that NWHL preview, we are going to take a break, and then coming up next will be news and notes. The Experience Hockey Talk is brought to you by DerbyCon. DerbyCon, which is December 4th through 6th at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey. Come see special guests like Karel Strukin, Richard Hatch, Michael H. Hansen, and many others. For more information, please visit DerbyCon.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for the Serious Hockey fans. Now it is time for news and notes. And starting with the news and notes, we have from Monday, October 5th, San Jose Sharks forward Rafi Torres is suspended for 41 games by the NHL for an illegal check to the head and interference. Torres will forfeit $440,860.29 in salary for his 41-game suspension. Also on October 5th, Montreal Canadiens forward Zach Cassian has been placed into Stage 2 of the Substance Abuse and Behavioral Health Program of the NHL and NHLPA. Cassian has been suspended without pay until cleared for on-ice competition by the program administrator's doctors. Cassian was in a car accident on Sunday, October 4th, which prompted the suspension and being placed into the Substance Abuse and Behavioral Health Program. Cassian's $2 million salary will not count against the cap until he finishes his suspension. On October 6th, the New Jersey Devils announced they will be retiring Martin Brodeur's number 30 on Tuesday, February 9th, before their game against the Edmonton Oilers. Former New Jersey Devils and current Toronto Maple Leafs general manager Lou Lamoriello has been invited to the event. On October 7th, opening night of the NHL, the New York Rangers spoiled the Chicago Blackhawks banner night. The Rangers scored 3 first period goals to take the 3-2 victory in Chicago. Also on October 7th, Vancouver and San Jose both won 5-1 over their respective opponents, Vancouver defeating Calgary and San Jose defeating Los Angeles. Also on October 7th, you had Montreal defeating Toronto 3-1. Mike Babcock makes his Maple Leafs head coaching debut, and Babcock makes the first ever coach's challenge in NHL history and won the challenge. The play that was contested was a goal that was scored due to goalie interference, which it showed that the goalie was interfered with. On October 7th, Rafi Torres also announced that he will not be appealing his record 41-game suspension. Torres also apologized to Jacob Silverberg of the Ducks, who he hit, and to the San Jose Sharks organization for his actions. On October 8th, the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Philadelphia Flyers in the NHL's first game to go to 3-on-3 overtime. Both Claude Giroux in the first period and Scott Laughton in overtime of the Flyers were unsuccessful on penalty shots. Jason Garrison scored the game-winning goal in overtime on a breakaway. On October 8th, also the Ottawa Oilers spoiled Jack Eichel's debut. The Senators won 3-1 over Buffalo. Jack Eichel, however, scored his first career goal on the power play. Evander Kane's goal was disallowed after a coach's challenge by the Senators. The play was ruled as offsides. Next up, on October 8th, the St. Louis Blues defeated the Edmonton Oilers in Connor McDavid's debut. The Blues won 3-1 over the Oilers. McDavid was held scoreless, and St. Louis rookie Robbie Fabry scores his first NHL goal, which was a game winner in the third period. Former Washington Capitals Troy Brouwer scored an empty netter with 17.4 seconds left in the game in his Blues debut. Also on October 8th, the Winnipeg Jets manhandled the Boston Bruins 6-2. 6 different players scored for the Jets en route of the Bees. Defensive breakdowns were the cause of the doom of the Bruins. On October 9th, Carolina Hurricanes defenseman James Wisniewski had undergone surgery for a torn ACL, which he suffered in the season opener against Nashville on October 8th. Wisniewski is expected to be out for 6 months after undergoing the surgery to repair the torn ACL. Also on October 9th, the Los Angeles Kings and the NHLPA reached a settlement on the termination of Mike Richards' contract. Richards, who is now an unrestricted free agent, will remain on the Kings' salary cap until at least 2031 per Elliot Friedman of Hockey Night Canada, and the Kings will be facing a cap recapture charge at $1.32 million for 5 seasons per John Shannon of Sportsnet. And ladies and gentlemen, we have also on October 9th, Detroit wallops Toronto 4-0. Red Wings spoiler Mike Babcock's return to Detroit, who did a nice tribute to the coach for his return. Justin Abdelkader scores a hat trick, and Dylan Larkin scores his first career NHL goal. The Columbus Blue Jackets collapsed on October 9th against the New York Rangers. The Rangers scored 3 goals on 3 shots in 77 seconds in the third period to come back and defeat the Columbus Blue Jackets. And also last night, October 9th, the Chicago Blackhawks dropped the New York Islanders in OT in the first NHL game at the Barclays Center. Chicago won 3-2 in overtime. The Islanders are starting their first season at the Barclays Center. And ladies and gentlemen, that was news and notes. And when we come back, I'm going to give you all my final thought of this week. Come one, come all to the CSA show in Chantilly, Virginia. Come see members of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, along with Hockey Hall of Famers Grant Fuhr and Paul Coffey. This is happening this weekend, October 9th through October 11th. For more info, go to csashows.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for the Serious Hockey Fan. And right now, we're going to do my final thought for the week. My final thought this week is on the 3-on-3 overtime format. So this past offseason, the NHL adopted 3-on-3 overtime for 5 minutes as a way to decrease the amount of games that go to a shootout. So far, after seeing 2 games go to the new OT format, it is doing its job as the ice is opened up more and more players are able to be made. At the same time, it is also like a massive track meet. One mistake can rocket into a 2-on-0 odd man rush or even multiple breakaways like we saw in the Tampa Bay-Philadelphia game, where Jason Garrison, a defenseman known for his point blast, scored on the breakaway. In time, we'll see how the 3-on-3 format will evolve, but in the meantime, it's a lot better than seeing a game go to the shootout. Now, you're going to need to wait about 20 games or so that go into the format to see how the format evolves. And I mean, how do coaches approach going into the overtime period, which players they want to use? Obviously, you want to end it as soon as possible, but at the same time, with only 3 guys on the ice compared to 4 or 5, more things can open up. And when things open up, you see things like in the Philadelphia game where it literally goes into a track meet where you go back and forth on opportunities, which then eventually led to the Jason Garrison breakaway goal. And of course, if there are penalties, because it is 3-on-3, what happens with penalties, and we saw this in the game last night against Chicago and the Islanders in Brooklyn, is that the penalized team will still have 3 players, but the team on the power play will then have 4. If a second penalty happens to the same team, then they will go down to a 5-on-3 format. So Chicago Blackhawks, who are on the power play, actually won in overtime with a 4-on-3. So it's interesting so far. It's better than a shootout, in my opinion, but at the same time, it looks like it's a game of shinny. Or as Ben Bishop put it after the game against Philly, it was like a gong show. So only time will tell. Let's see how it works out. But until next week, I'm Michael Lindenbaum. This is The Experience. You can follow The Experience Hockey Talk on Twitter at Experience Hockey, no E at the beginning of Experience, so it's spelled XPERIENCEHOCKEY. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I'm Michael Lindbaum. This is the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for the Serious Hockey fans, and we have been brought to you by DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is December 4th through 6th at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey. Come see special guests like Karel Strukin, Richard Hatch, Michael H. Hansen, and many others. For more information, please visit DerpyCon.com. And until next time, we'll see you on the ice.